Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Rob Thompson yesterday talking about Bryce Harper. Welcome on back. It's the afternoon show. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. And yes, I get it, and I think he is frustrated. But I don't need it feeling like it's translating over into the field and translating over into maybe the whole lineup getting a little bit tight. So the throwing stuff, the not hustling down to first base, like I appreciate the passion wanting to get right. But at the same time, I think it leads to the lineup maybe feeling that they all got to do a little bit more, and Bryce feeling he has to do a little bit more. Just take a deep breath. Just you know, kind of let the game come to you, because it's a hard enough game as it is. And, you know, with stuff like, again, some double plays that have not been totally hustled out, the throwing stuff, I feel like it could permeate into the rest of the lineup. So for his sake, for the team's sake, I think when Harper gets going, this whole thing kind of starts rolling in the right direction, and we've seen that the last couple years of this offense, that when Bryce gets hot, everything else kind of falls into place. That's the importance, and that's the $330 million man.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole – I don't worry a lot about Bryce. I really don't. I like discussing him because I think he's interesting to discuss from the perspective of the fan and media and how we discuss him. The things that we discuss with him and how we sort of allow certain things without crushing him and patience and everything else that we don't necessarily give to everyone else. That's why I always find it fascinating. And I'm guilty of it too. I mean, we all know we love Bryce Harper as a
For
player.
Sure.
But I don't worry about him as a player. I really don't. I really don't. I'm just a little confused with the whole – playing first base every day, because now I'm starting to hear baseball guys say. Well,
is like the broadcasters? They're saying
of course, you know who I'm talking about. There's people to cover the game.
Can't be having it.
I'm just saying that's what's being discussed.
Right.
So when I'm just saying people who I respect, people who have opinions there, maybe he's over at first base and that's bothering him at the plate. Now it's physically bothering him. I don't know. I just feel like we twist ourselves into pretzels trying to, I don't know, make excuses at times, and we just throw stuff out there, and I'm glad he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't use anything as an excuse, and that's why I don't worry about him. He'll hit. He'll hit for average. He'll have close to 30 home runs. As long as he's not injured, he's going to have 30-plus home runs, close to 30-plus home runs by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. His batting average will be closer to 280, 290 than it will 270. I just believe those things.
Yeah, and he has – again, I think there's we kind of know a lot of these guys now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think –
yeah, what is this, his fifth year here?
It's his fifth year.
Yeah.
You know, this would be Stott's third year, Bohm's fourth year, Castellanos' third year. Like a lot of these guys now, the contrary could be maybe they are getting older in more Castellanos' and Harper and JT's case. But I just think that where they stand right now – given their track records, I can't do the whole, this is who they are, this is their offense, they're going to let us down the entire year. You know, that's why the talk of, did we overrate this team? I'm not really buying it. I think they're a really good team that is off to a pretty slow start. Now, for their standards, this is a hot start. They're off to a pretty good start given the last couple of years. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. Did we overrate the Phillies heading into the season? 55% say yes, Ike. We did overrate the Phillies heading into the year.
Yeah, not surprised at that, at the voting. I mean, we're asking them right in the midst of a, I would say, subpar start to the season. Even though they're 500, I think most of us, 10-6 would have been acceptable. But even, you know, 11-5, 12-4 could have been expected.
Right. And the interesting part is this week, again, they go Rockies, White Sox.
Yeah.
You're 8-8 right now. Let's end the week with five more wins added to that. I mean, we're talking about there's five teams in baseball that are not competing, really, this year. The Phillies are facing two of them in a week.
Yeah.
So, like, let's go.
Load up.
Go on a little bit of a run here. Get this thing started. Calm the city down, and let's enjoy the baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, because the city wants it. They want to be exciting, but it's hard to get exciting if you're going to win and then lose and then win and then lose. Like, it's hard to stay excited or get your levels up to where it was back during the heyday.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just the sloppy baseball at the same time. I mean, again, yesterday, JT throws through on a first and third situation. Alec Bohm makes an error that started the Wheeler kind of unraveling. Little things like that. So when people see that, it's annoying. And when you see a lineup that is striking out the way they are, that it's not putting up runs given the talent they have, you know, we can see where people come from. I just think that this is a big picture thing with this team, and they're going to get going. We didn't overrate the Phillies. And when you look up a month from now, they'll be in a good spot. 215-592-9494. Did we overrate the Phillies? Plus, things you miss about childhood. The best answer to the end of the show will win an Eagles 2024 draft hat and be entered to win an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green jersey. It's a big prize. Get in now. Chris is in Washington Township. What's happening, Chris?
Chrissy, 5'8". What's up?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good, man. Good.
All right, man. We need to chill. Look at the thermostat, brother. 86. 86, brother, 86. You know number three is listening right now. You know that, too, so.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, it's good, yeah.
We got to get them odds on any time home run. It's been hot last week.
Yeah. I've been trying to. I guess I got to go with Harper, man. I guess I got to go with him tonight.
Is Quantrill a right-hander or lefty, Jack?
He's a right-hander.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as soon as I hang up with you guys, I know what I'm doing.
You placing the bet on Bryce anytime?
Oh, yeah. Because you know he's listening. You know he's listening. He's fired up right now.
Is he going to say after the game, I'll hit that one for Chris in Washington Township?
Listen, I hope so.
He probably can't comment on any time home run because
we're
stuck in an Ohtani situation. But
yes. I know. My fault. Yeah,
do you think we overrated this team, Chris?
I don't think so. You just said, like, guys going in their third year, fourth year. You just – the expectations, man. I mean, the blank – Ike knows you know, you played the game. He'll tell you it goes fast. You know what I'm saying? It goes quick. So, you know, these guys, fourth, fifth years, next thing you know, the window's closing, man, you know? And I don't know, man.
We hope that's not happening
now. I guess I didn't answer your question overrating them. I guess we did. But you got to give them a little time to – you got to give them a little time to get more adjusted too, man. I mean, you know, everybody's got their thing. Like I said before, you got to give a little bit of time. I mean, 16 games, I understand, you know, starting to worry. But, you know, on the other hand, you're still playing big league ball players, you know, this week, too, even though they're ham and eggers.
Those guys get paid, too, Chris. Those guys get paid, too.
I mean, that's all.
What's something you miss about childhood?
So, who's producing? Ben? Is it Ben?
Yes. It's Ben today, yep.
I told him, so I'm going to change my answer. Ike took my answer. I guess when EA Sports used to, like, announce, like, Madden and all them games coming out for Sega, I go back to Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
So I go back to, like, when them games would come out, you know, I'd be tugging on Pop's leg. Yo, Pop, come on, man. Let me get, you know. He'd tell me to get a job. I was, like, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Appreciate it, Chris. Yes.
Yeah, that used to be a big deal.
Sega?
Just when the new game got released.
Yeah.
Whether it was Madden, whether it was NBA Live. You know, those are pre-Xbox days.
The pre-Xbox days.
Pre-Xbox days. What's the other games? Is it GameStop?
GameStop, yeah.
That's
the
game store? Yeah, GameStop. Yeah.
And I don't think they're a sponsor, but they used to drive me nuts because I'd have a game that was maybe a year old, and I'd try to come in and
resell it.
And return it. Yeah. I bought it for like $60.
Sure.
They're like, we'll give you $5 for it. And it's like, come on, man. This is that much value in a year. But they really try to job you.
Well, yeah, with the sports games, you never got any good money for them. Because
well, it's like they never go up. None of these sports games go up in value.
No, they never go up in value. It goes. You just want something in return because it's a newer version of the game coming out.
I know. It bothered me how in control they were.
Hey, man.
I couldn't negotiate against them.
No.
Because I was getting rid of it no matter what.
Yep, and they knew it.
Yeah. Was Sega out when you were in college or was that
high school? Yeah, that's college.
College?
Yeah, college. Sega Genesis, that's like 94, 95. I remember playing Bill Walsh college football. I mean, that was awesome.
That's pre-Madden, I guess? Before they
That was right before Madden. I mean, Madden started on Sega too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it probably was before. I think it was before, Matt.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, though.
The only game I played on Sega was Goldfinger, one of the James Bond games.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, the graphics have definitely gone up tenfold.
Oh, you kidding me? Yeah, stop. It's not even, yeah, it's real life. Hell, now they got the goggles you wear.
Oh, yeah.
And you play video games.
Technology's getting it's
well dude it's not for us. You're 30 and I'm 50. It's not for us. you've had your time, although there's some 30-year-olds out there who still haven't given it up.
No, they haven't. They're still getting after it.
Yeah, now they don't have 9-to-5s.
They don't have 9-to-5s. They're staying up way too late.
Yes.
Way too late. I'm turning more curmudgeon-y in my 30s early.
Yeah, welcome to adulthood.
It's the best, man. I love being a curmudgeon. it really gets you up in the morning. I've been getting up at like between 6 and 6:30.
Yeah.
I've seen the sunrise.
There you go.
Tell you what, sunrise, underrated.
Underrated. It is.
Which is better, sunrise or sunset? 215.
Sunrise.
A good sunset, though, with a pink sky.
Yeah, but I've never gone outside to see the sunset.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes at the beach I do, but...
See, at the beach I go early for the sunrise.
Yeah, and we fly somewhere new. You're out there on your morning, you know, walks with coffee.
Yeah.
I stole your idea down in Clearwater this year. I did it.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, you kidding me? Believe me, I stole it from somebody. I don't know who.
Howard?
It wasn't him. Yeah. No, it definitely was not him. But yeah, whenever we're out of town, man, I make sure I get up in that morning, especially if the weather is right. Take a walk, cup of coffee. I just walk around. Quick 30, 40-minute walk, hour walk.
Good.
It's cool.
Clear your mind.
Yeah, man.
We'll go back to the phones here in 1 second, but first, here is Ike.
Hey, $439 a month. What does that mean? That's what my guys over at Elite told me when I asked how much it would cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling, all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event. Now, they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but the super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level. And that was just the car that was first caught my eye. Now, through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even the new 2024 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease it for just $499 a month with a $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, then you have to get down to Elite Acura while these offers last. Today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade, tell them Mike sent you or shop online at EliteAcura.com or you can give them a call at 567-908-0528 for offer details.
You know, one of the, when we're talking about overrating the Phillies, one of the things I think we, at least you and I, and probably me, come back to is I really do trust Rob Thompson when it comes to having a feel for the team. You know, I think that's been something.
Oh, yeah, well, we have to now. He's done this 3 years, two straight years already.
Right. And you know, early in the year, I think he'll make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I think he'll leave some guys out there. Like, people would argue that the Wheeler thing was a mistake yesterday. Like, he had the bases loaded, no outs.
Yeah.
But on one hand, people want him to trust his ace to get out of it. On the other hand, it's like, well, you left him in there a batter too long.
Yeah.
We've already seen him move Marsh up the lineup, you know, where Marsh maybe in the middle of June is staying in the eight hole for a little bit to get hot. I just trust Thompson from the standpoint of, as the season goes along, like, he's been putting Hoffman in the closer role sometimes when Alvarado, they want him in the eighth. I think that's having a feel for a guy who is pitching pretty well. You know, Rob Thompson's a part of the reason why during games I get high and low. It's reacting to games. It happens. But, like, on the overall picture of the team, I think Thompson's one of the main reasons that I really don't hit the panic button too often.
Yeah, I look at all of them. It all sort of plays together for me as to why you don't overreact. It's not to say you don't react in the moment. I mean, that's the beauty of being a sports fan. If I'm going to sit and watch a game, I'm going to have a pulse when watching the game. You don't just get the exciting part of being a fan where you get cheer. No, you get the other part as well where there's frustration, there's throwing things, there's throwing the remote, there's yelling at the TV. That's what the team does. And when they look like a damn Little League baseball team yesterday throwing the ball around, then that's what people are going to do, get upset. But again, there's a limit to that. The overreacting isn't something that I necessarily do. I just don't. And that's just me. My makeup, I'd rather give a team time to sort of fight its way out of something until you absolutely have to put the nail in the coffin on a team. And we're way, way, way away from doing that.
I wish you could have seen me at Elliot and I had this event on Friday.
Yeah.
At Lucy's.
Yeah.
And they turned off all the Phillies were on and then the Sixers came on.
Yeah.
They turned off all the Phillies games for the Sixers.
Because it is a Sixers watch party.
It was a Sixers watch party. And I was like, listen, can you just put them on the Phillies on one TV? And I was, you probably don't have this because you're obviously a cool guy, you know, ex-NFL player.
Uh-huh.
But I had this moment where I was sitting there by myself in the corner watching the Phillies where I was like, I know I look like a loser right now. But I couldn't I couldn't help
yeah.
it. And they lost and I was furious.
Well, you're right. I don't have those moments. But
I do.
Yeah, listen, you were locked in on the Phillies.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, you couldn't help it.
I was saying to myself, I was like, I know I look like an idiot. I know I look like a loser, but I can't help it.
Anybody that knows you, you don't.
Yeah.
You're the same guy that was, dude, you were in the press box at a damn Eagles playoff game, I believe.
It was not a playoff game. It was a regular season game.
It was a regular season, but he's watching Phillies highlights playoff. On his iPad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the highlights or the actual playoffs?
It was Philly's highlights from the playoff run.
Right, yes.
Yeah. I did watch Philly's Mets in the Eagles press box. That was a big one. That was when they threw out the guy at the plate.
That will get you labeled more than at a watch party.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, clap your hands.
Yeah, no offense to the watch party, but who were they playing?
The Magic, man. That was a big game on Friday.
No, it wasn't. Because they're still the seventh seed.
I know. But that was awesome.
We made it big, though. I can appreciate
that.
Yeah,
I was just sitting there. Ellie came over. He's like, you all right? I'm like, nah. It's a Pirates game in the first 12 games of the season. I'm not doing well. BlackRady from BlackRady.com. What's happening, BG?
No slow, Ike. See, so that attitude, Ike, that tell me we ain't overrated. Tell me he ain't a big deal. My dude out in the parking lot in the car in the back seat with the windows tinted, watching the Phillies doing his alpha game. You know what I'm saying?
Instead of doing what he's getting paid to do, yes.
you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. He can't enjoy the moment. He out here just trying to suffer, but we're not overrated. We're definitely overrated. It's like when I you know, if I took a girl out and I was like, yo, you know what I mean? I'm going to take you out to a nice place. I'm going to die. You're going to have the best date of your life. You ain't never going to believe what's going to happen to you when we go out. And she's like, oh, word? I'm like, put on your best, girl. And then I take her out to Taco Bell. She'll be like, hold up a second. You told me all this stuff you was going to do. Division, going for it. You know what I mean? You was going to have the hot start. And we at Taco Bell? We at Taco Bell right now. I'm upset. I got every right to be upset and annoyed. And it's the beginning of the season, Jack. What's the other thing we kept saying? The schedule was very favorable after the Braves for the first month. We looking 500 favorable, okay? We looking real 500 favorable. Now you want to go up here against some tomato cans and act like it matters. But when the Eagles beat a tomato can, oh, they tomato can. Look,
well, it's how they play. If the Phillies are not playing inspired baseball, they're barely squeaking by these teams, I think they'll get criticized. It might be style point season.
It better be style points. It better be all Madden at this piece. I'm trying to have football scores out here. I'm saying Marsh better play every day. I don't care nothing about this man Freedy Field, dude. He sucks. Everybody want to talk about Rojas, but he keep trotting this dude out here like he's doing something. Leave Rojas alone and let him go out there. Shoot, he had a better hit percentage than Castellanos and Bryce. Thank you for choosing me, Bryce. I love you, but get your stuff together, man. I can't take it because right now it's a long season. It's a long season. Right now, I'm grumbling about it. And I know in a month and a half, we're going to be hot. We're going to be on fire. I'm going to be jumping through glass windows with you, Jack. But right now, I'm upset and I don't like it. I don't like it. But hey, Six is doing all right. I can't even follow you on Twitter right now. You're emotional roller coaster, man.
What I do?
If Embiid breathes funny, you like, oh Lord, now I'm checking to see what happened because I was in the other.
That was bad.
Dude, don't act like that wasn't that didn't look bad Friday. Be happy we can laugh about it today. Because you're damn right. Everybody's life should have flashed before their eyes when they seen his leg hyperextend like that.
That's why I'm laughing about it, because he tried it back out there. He's good to go, y'all.
Yeah.
What's something you miss about childhood, BG?
I miss the fact that, like, if you wanted to find your friends and you didn't know where they were, you could just ride your bike around and look in the front yards and see where all the other 9 bikes are. And that's at Billy's house today. We rolling to Billy's. I miss being able to find a GPS with the BMX bike out there in East Creesport. I talk to you. I love you. Jack, do your job and focus, brother. Focus. Fly off from there. I talk to y'all.
All right, there he goes. Black Gertie.
Hell, just being able to go through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was riding a bike. I miss that.
Calling your friend's house to see if they were there.
You
know what I mean? I know a little different, but at least for me.
No,
I memorized all my friends' like home phone numbers. We didn't have cell phones.
Sure. Sure. How do you think we lived?
I don't know how you lived. Did you send a pigeon? Did you send a carrier
That's
pigeon?
That's exactly how we lived. No, I personally, I had all the numbers written down. So you just wrote down everybody's important, like aunts, uncles, emergency contact, the neighbor.
You had the Rolodex?
Yeah, I had to. You had to, because, you know, if my mom's working, it's single parent. So I had to have a list of names that we can call in case something happened.
Oh, yeah.
Before we called her at work. I mean, we better all be damn near dead before we call her. Something, the house better be on fire or something before you call.
In the hospital.
Man, before you call her to get off work, man.
That's awesome. But yeah, call me now. Did you have the?
That was too focused. You didn't really want to call her to tell her what if something was going wrong.
No, well, of course not.
And one time we locked ourselves out the house.
That's a problem.
It wasn't supposed to be out the house, you know. Right? You wasn't supposed to be out the house, because when she goes to work, it's like, okay, you guys don't leave out of the house, because nobody's listening now. It's okay to say this. We were unsupervised as kids.
Oh, really?
Yes. We basically had to watch each other. You know, me and my older brother, we were the ones at 8, 9 years old having to make sure that the younger brothers were okay. So number one rule was don't answer the phone. If it was her calling, she would let it ring twice, hang up, and she would call back. That was to let us know it's her calling. Don't answer the phone and don't open the door. And don't go outside. One time we did.
Yeah. You locked yourself out.
One of the idiots locked the door. It was not me.
That's a great story, man.
Yes. One of the idiots locked the door. One of my brothers locked the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a very 70s, 80s kind of story.
Yeah. And then when you have to go to the neighbor's house in your underwear and like a shirt, like, yeah, It's never good.
No,
man.
It's not. Now, did you have the phone with the turning the dial?
Of course, yes. Yeah. The rotary phone.
Okay. Because
yes.
When were they out? Were they like 90s?
You mean when did they go away?
Yeah, like when did they start getting phased out by the?
Yeah, at some point that was the cordless phone.
The cordless phone was the game changer.
Oh, that was a game changer for a lot of people.
You felt like
man.
You were rich when you got one of those. But I think when I grow up, my phone was still connected to the
wall,
but it was more like the old dial. Yes, yep. You press it.
Touchstone.
It was not the
rotary.
That's amazing.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had them all. Which the ones I didn't have is the one you ring on the side and it separated the earpiece to the mouth. I just missed that one. Yes.
Just missed it. 215-592-9494 is how you get in.
It's trip down Ike's childhood lane again.
It's good, man. It's good stuff. I feel like I'm just learning more and more by the day about how people lived in the 70s and 80s. Did we overrate this Phillies team after their 8-8 start here? Plus, on the other side, oh, well, the big thing also, things missed about your childhood for a chance to win a 2024 Eagles draft hat and be qualified to win a Jalen Hurts signed Midnight Green Eagles jersey. The Bets answer by the end of the show will be entered for all that stuff, so get in and be a part of that. Plus, a big extension today for the Eagles, but what does it mean going forward? We'll get to that next and a whole lot more on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.